Well, as we mentioned, both the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors as well as the Lamar City Council are going to be addressing the multi-jurisdictional emergency plan. And joining me is Dwayne Wohlhoff, who serves as the Emergency Management Director for Plymouth County. Dwayne, as I understand it, this is a program that is required to be updated every 5 years. So tell us what it involves.
This five-year plan is a five-county regional plan, as directed by the state of Iowa. That's how they wanted it put together this time. And it involves hazard mitigation for all the cities and the county and school districts in Plymouth County and the other four counties along with it. And hazard mitigation is basically defined as what can you do ahead of an event that will lessen the impact. So if you have, let's say like last year we had floods, can you build a dike or a berm around something that'll keep it from flooding the next time we have a flood? That'll lessen the impact and the damages. That might entail buying properties in a low-lying area that flood every couple of years, having the state or the county buy them up with assistance from FEMA, and just removing the property and turning it green space. So for that mitigation money to come to the county or the cities, we have to have this five-year FEMA plan approved by FEMA.
Yeah, you just said FEMA, so that's who's requiring the plan then, apparently.
Correct. If we want FEMA money for mitigation, we have to have a FEMA plan.
Now, every 5 years you update this, and it, you were saying it involves multi-counties, that type of thing. So do each of the counties have to, I guess if we will, fall in line and approve this in order for it to benefit all the counties?
Correct. Not only the county, but each city in the county that is in the plan has to approve it also.
Okay. You specifically mentioned an example of flooding, but this goes way beyond just any kind of flooding issue. This would entail almost any kind of type of emergency disaster.
Correct. In the plan, it details the major areas that we suffer impact from in this part of the state. So anything from excessive heat, thunderstorms, tornadoes, ice storms, those type things. There's about a dozen or 15, depending on the community, areas that this thing covers that has to be addressed as to what we're going to do in the next 5 years to lessen the impact when these things happen in the future.
And in addition to the city and county governments, this also kind of involves the emergency services themselves too. I mean, like with the fire departments and ambulance services, law enforcement. So it kind of goes all the way down the line then.
Well, yes, they're involved. They have input into it. A lot of it has to do with physical impacts and those things rather than specific impact per department.
All right. Dwayne, anything else that we need to know about the multi-jurisdictional emergency hazard plan, that mitigation plan that's being offered to both the county supervisors as well as the Lamar City Council today?
This was contracted through CIMCO by the five counties, and then Plymouth County, myself being the coordinator for it, or the grant holder for the five counties. So the cost of the development of this plan was shared between five counties, and then FEMA paid for 75% of it. The other 25% was split between the five counties. So all in all, it's a large plan. It's over 700 pages, but it is broke down by county. And then from there, we split the cost of it. So the financial impact looks at rates of county.
Is there kind of like a cap as far as how much money is awarded or could be obtained if, in fact, we had any kind of a disaster plan or anything like that?
There's no cap. Again, on the mitigation, if they decide that if FEMA approves a project, let's say the city of LaMarge has a project, FEMA approves it, FEMA will pay 75% of that. The city pays 15, and the state pays 10. So if you spend, let's say $1 million on something, the city would be up for $150,000 of that million, $100,000 from the state, the rest would come from the feds.
All right. Well, Dwayne, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Dwayne Wohlhoff, who serves as the Plymouth County Emergency Management Services Director.